Ata mai. Tchuhu! Tālo palava and welcome to IQ on Air. I'm Mata Neil Mangalei and
Maureen Fipuleai.
In the studio today we have Aorere Film Academy with
Marita Apulu,
Lainey Makitamo,
Bazafa Ali.
Wonderful, thank you. Yeah, for those of you that are visiting or listening into our show today, we have the amazing Aorere Film Academy with us in the studio tonight.
Absolutely.
We're going to start off with a gratitude round. I'm going to start myself and then I'll turn to my left with Maureen. So I'm grateful today. It's been a full-on week, but most importantly that my health has been amazing, that I could push through and support not only the Aorere Film Academy but also my family. So thank God that I have the health and strength to be here today to share this special moment and space
and crutches.
With our... Yeah, well, I hid them underneath the table, so it's all good. They didn't see that
part. And painkillers.
Thank you. All right, and that's my gratitude for me. Thank you, Maureen.
My Lord, love of Mata Neil, thank you for your gratitude round. Okay, hi, everybody. This is Maureen Fipuleai. This week, I am grateful, very grateful, for the opportunity we have for live theatre, for productions, and I can't wait to talk to Mr. Ali and Marietta and Lainey more about Code Switch. I'm so grateful that New Zealand, Aotearoa New Zealand, are great supporters of performing arts. Thank you, Matani.
Cool. Thank you, Maureen. Murray.
My name is Marietta Apulu, and I'm grateful that we could bring Code Switch back home to Southside.
Cheers.
And let everyone hear our story.
Beautiful, Marietta. Thank you, honey.
Hi, my name is Lainey. I'm definitely grateful to have the people around me who can support and especially relate to our story that we're trying to tell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful that we're able to share our story around Aotearoa mm-hmm. and really, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Lainey.
I'm just grateful for the community support that we've been given throughout our time, everywhere we've been so far, especially back home at Mangere. We've just had support from, you know, the professional community, from the student community, from the elderly community, you know, for every community. And it's just been amazing to see the love for young people. And, you know, I'm really grateful and appreciate all the support.
Fantastic.
Beautiful. Thank you, Muzaffar.
All right, so we're fortunate to we've had seven shows. Code Switch has been on for seven shows, but we want to know the history. So I'm going to give Mr. Ali this time. Tell us about the history, the inception of it, the creation of it, the thought process to get
of the Aorere Film Academy.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Well, I was very lucky. I'm actually an old boy of Aorere College.
Yes, shout out to Aorere.
And where's Aorere College located, Mr. Ali?
It's in Papatoetoe, Southside, so it's
beautiful.
Really awesome. Yeah, so I was very lucky that I went through Aorere College, so I knew you know, everything about the way that life was at school there mm-hmm. and how, you know, the things that were available to me. And I wanted to be able to give back after I had studied. And so I decided to work at Aorere College. And while I was working there, I had the opportunity to start a film club. And so that was the inception of Aorere Film Academy in 2013. Back then, we started off with just, you know, making short films and thinking about different ways of telling stories and experiences and, you know, understanding life as through the eyes of young people. Mm-hmm. And so this gave them a platform to be able to do that through film. And one of the greatest things that I'm really proud of up to today was that we always wanted to create our own stories. That was you know, the first rule is, you know, welcome to Aorere Film Academy. Here we make our own stories. Mm. Here we share what is happening in your lives and, you know, not given a script. Right. And so that's where sort of the Film Academy started 8 years ago. And we have come really, really far. I'm really proud of the work that the students, the alumni, everyone has put into and the support that we've been given since then, that we were able to go from short film, you know, festival in our own AV room that's really, really small to now being able to tour with a live production. So we wanted to create something that was a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So we thought, you know, why don't we try bringing a live element to film? How do we bring, you know, a third or fourth dimension to a flat film? You know, how do you bring those characters to life out of the screen? And then we, you know, had a good discussion with the students back then. And like, hey, why don't we try actually, you know, acting those scenes, some of them half on stage, some of them half on screen, and thus was the birth of live cinema.
Right.
Live cinema, I love that it. Cool. Can I ask you, Muzaffar, why film?
Yeah.
In the beginning, when you created the Old Edit Film Academy, why film?
Well, for me, I'm a digital lover. I'm a lover of digital technology. I did my studies in digital design, and I had always, even while growing up, I was just fascinated by the power of technology, and personally just loved films and how, you know, it could move someone. And so, a movie that really inspired me was The Orator. Telling a story that you wouldn't have heard in other mediums. You know, a film was something that could, you know, you could experience it as a family, you could experience it by yourself, you could experience it, you know, any way that you can in different medium, you know, if, whether it's on a phone, whether it's on a TV, it could reach you, and something that could easily reach you. So film was something that was quite special.
So when you first started the Old Edit Film Academy back in 2013, what was the reception like from students and staff at Old Edit?
I remember going up on assembly and talking about the idea, and, you know, students probably at that time thought, oh, it could be a club to watch some films and have a go at making them. So the reception was not as big, I guess, in the first time, but one of my ex-students was like Ryan Patsumaka, who has come back this year to direct. You know, he was the very first student who signed up to the club and to the Film Academy. And
shout out to you, Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan, yeah. And, you know, he went on to study film and, you know, do his postgrad in film as well. And so, you know, it gave them, you know, a direction that they could kind of take out of
stepping stone to get to the next
absolutely
level.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
So how much was your group, the first group?
How many were there? How many?
The very first group, I think it was about 15. Yeah, I think it was about 15, and then
that's 2013.
2013, yeah.
Yep.
And then today. Now we're able. You know, we have, I guess, in the base team, they're probably about 36. Yeah, but then, you know, whenever we travel to different cities, we have another 10 or, you know, 12 join from there. So it's our family, our Audit Film Academy family in Fana has just grown so much. And, you know, and we're very lucky that, you know, back then it was just something that was after school, you know, things we did in the weekend or any time we had. And now the fact that I'm very grateful for my school and our school leaders to allow us to have it within the curriculum. Now students, you know, get 2 days within their timetable to be able to do all this amazing stuff through live cinema and making films and live cinema productions.
And gain
credits for it, yeah. So they're getting credits for every element, you know. So whether they don't have to all love the same thing. So for example, we have this year a team that focuses just on the business side, a team that focuses only on the media studies, the writing and the inception side, a team that focuses primarily on animation and visual effects, and a team that focuses only on the digital technology aspect. So all these different subjects and subject areas all coming together to make something special.
That's amazing.
So just to go on from what you've said about the different areas, we have Lainey and Marietta here.
Yes.
So Lainey and Marietta, would you like to tell us what your role has been this year with Code Switch or with the Old Edit Film Academy? And how did you get into it?
My experience, so this is my first year.
So this is Lainey. Really?
This right is on. My first year.
Beautiful.
Doing this type of stuff, I guess.
And yeah, what year of school are you in?
I'm year 13. Okay. I'm a year 13 student. And I knew that the live cinema existed, but I couldn't really engage with it because I didn't know much about it.
Yep.
But when I actually met, when Sir actually introduced us to the subject of live cinema, I found that it was really interesting because you got the opportunity to tell a story that nobody else well, that especially people in Māngere were able to relate to. And I really am grateful for the for having a really supportive class, the curriculum that I can work with that is able to tell the story with me as well. And it really helps boost my confidence in expressing well, how we all feel about
a certain topic or
topic,
okay,
being able to get what's in here out there to show everyone.
Yeah, we're quite lucky. Lainey has a little bit of background with understanding business, so this year she actually is the CEO of Aorere
the
Film
funny
Academy.
Side.
Oh my gosh.
And
we have the CEO of the Aorere Film Academy here. How cool is that?
Yes, and she's for Code Switch, she was actually the stage manager, so a really tough job.
So CEO and stage manager and a student.
Yes.
That's what I love
many
about that, because
it,
the students are an integral part of this.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Wow. Marietta.
So in 2017, it was my last year of high school, and I joined Film Academy just to have something to do in my last year.
Fair enough. That's real.
Yeah, and at that time, we were only making short films to make a big live cinema production, and I ended up writing one of those and directing it.
Wow,
and then eventually ended up starring in other people's short films.
So we have a superstar in the studio too.
A writer, a director.
And
it all started when you entered the Aorere Film Academy.
Yeah, it was my first year in. Because most of the Film Academy, like the staple people in Film Academy had left school. And so Muzaffar needed people to step up and help. Yeah, and so that year I was also a stage manager for the production. And then I decided that I really liked Film Academy. So I, the next year I ended up taking a gap year to do Daily White Toast. Where I wrote and directed with Navika Naya. Shout out.
Out to you, Navika girl.
Yeah, and I ended up stage doing everything with that as well. And at that time our staple like team was only five people. And
you
so
made the magic happen anyway.
And now we're touring, which is crazy.
Touring
blow your mind. We're out of here.
And then with Code Switch, it's been the a similar process, except now a lot more people are backing us and a lot more people are finally understanding what live cinema is and how much how good of it is as a medium to tell stories.
Absolutely.
I love how students are involved from, you know, the most basic of assignments right up to CEO.
Man, that's a cool thing to write on your CV.
That
and
is
you carry
cool.
that with you. That's amazing. All right, so thank you for the history story. Was there anything else you wanted to add in regards to the history or a shout out to any other that aren't actually here of your children that started it up for you?
Oh, no, just a, you know, a big shout out to everyone that's gone through the program and continues to support us even till today. You know, especially, you know, just like people like Marietta, Nirvika, Ryan, you know, all the people that have done it while they were at high school, but now even now that they've left high school, they've come back to mentor, you know, so this relationship that they've continued to keep with the school, with the academy, and get the whole idea of giving back, you know, it's just been really beautiful.
I mean, even your choreographers are also ex-students, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. So Deanna Lau and Faith Schuster, big shout out to them. They were actually, so Deanna Lau was the same year as Ryan, so they she was in the 2013 year, and Faith Schuster was in Parting Stage, which was 2016. And they've been involved since then, so it's been really awesome.
So I love what Marietta said. She's come back to help, to give back. But you've also been writing your own material. And does that confidence, did it come from being a part of the Aorere Film Academy?
So before that, I already had a sort of affinity for writing in general.
Yeah.
But I think Film Academy was the first thing that I actually had the opportunity to write, not only for myself, but for other people.
To share it to others, sharing stories.
Yes. And that's basically what it is. Muzaffar said, telling stories and being able to share them in a safe space. But when it doesn't, when it's not a safe space, have you had experiences like this in the Aotearoa Film Academy?
Not so far, because the thing is, we always start our writing process with like a talanoa, with like heaps of different people, so we can talk about what things are affecting us, and then once we get that sort of safe space going, we pick a certain topic, and then we get deeper about it, like over, and usually our writing process is over quite a long period of time.
Of course, it takes a lot to write,
and I think that's what's great about Film Academy, it's that we've always tried to make it safe enough, especially since we're dealing with students' stories.
And they're real stories.
Really real stories.
That are coming into live cinema.
Yep.
Love it.
Right, cool. Now let's talk about the show today and what we have experienced this year. So far, we're going to turn the time to Lainey, who was head honcho for our tour trip down to Queenstown.
Queenstown.
We got to Queenstown.
Aotearoa College went to Queenstown.
They did.
South Island.
South Auckland to South
Take
Island.
Take it away, Lainey.
I think speaking for all the students that are in Film Academy right now, we were all really nervous about traveling, I guess, especially with everything happening with COVID and all that. We were all skeptical about what's going to happen and whether it's still going to carry on. But when we went there, we found that it was really a really good time, especially since we got to bond and got to meet new people. That show, we had, how many, 10?
Students from different schools?
Twelve students from different schools from Wānaka and Wakatipu High School.
Shout out to Wānaka and Wakatipu.
And we got to meet them. They helped us out with the dance part of our show.
Wow.
Which was really cool, because they were really nice. They were able to understand our story, and they were able to share it amongst their peers around them as well. And during that time, it was really we really enjoyed it. It was a new experience, and I think since from Māngere, we don't really get that much that opportunity to travel to actually go
to different places.
Which brings me to a question, Lainey. Mm-hmm. How did Queenstown end up on the itinerary?
Of
all the places in Aotearoa, New Zealand, you're sitting there at Aotearoa College and you're going, let's go to Queenstown.
Yes, where do we go?
How did Queenstown become a part of this?
I think I'll have to pass this question on to Mr. Ali.
Well, right on. Let's go.
Well, when we're talking about Code Switch mid last year, before it even started, I talked to the mentors and the academy and said, guys, we needed to go big this year. We need to do something that we've never done before. And then we're like, what do you think about a tour? And they're like, whoa, a tour, you know. And then we just thought about, you know, where could we fly to? One of my goals was to give students the experience of, you know, traveling. You know, traveling far away to a distant land that's very, very different.
Absolutely.
And so first thing that came to mind was Queenstown. Mm. You know, it almost feels like a different country.
Mm.
They have a really good arts community, and the fact that the council was really supportive. It all started off with just an email to the council. A shout out to Queenstown Lakes District Council.
Thank you, Queenstown District Council.
Yeah, so they supported us. Creative Queenstown. They just loved the idea, and we got talking, and you know, we talked about how could we, you know, bring the story and this type of cinema there, and the next thing you know, we were all ready to go. It was really awesome. Yeah.
So I think to get a little context around Laofoi Code Switch, can you tell us what Code Switch is? You know, the story behind Code Switch.
So first of all, we decided to even do code switching because when we were talking about it in a big group, we realized that at that time it was one of the biggest things that we had to do, mostly as uni students, as university students, you know, coming from South Auckland and then going to town usually. And so we were like, yes, this is what we're going to talk about. And basically, it's just about how we all have to alter the way we speak, the way we act, in like more corporate, because we live in a Western education system, but in our homes, it's not Western. And so when you step out of your household, how we have to act to survive, basically. And the story is about surviving those systems and how these systems can affect different sorts of people.
Especially students. And that's why I love what you said about going to Queenstown, a whole different environment for our Aotearoa College students.
Yeah.
How cool is that? You're living Code Switch in your tour, as well as telling these beautiful stories.
Exactly.
Through your performances.
Yeah, and we were quite lucky this year that we got to expand more than just Aotearoa College. So a big shout out to Papatoetoe High School.
Papatoetoe High School.
And James Cook High School.
James Cook High School.
Yeah, so we got together and had some students from those schools, and we actually got to travel with them as well. So it was really awesome to open up this opportunity to young people in South Auckland, not just Aotearoa College.
So how did it open up, Ms. Musafa? Was a call given out, or did you just maybe invite certain... how did that happen?
Yeah, so
if other schools are listening, how can they be a part of it or start something like this in their own school?
Yeah, so it was really just a social media post was, you know, we're looking for dancers, and this time we would like to invite anybody that is in our community that would like to perform with us. And it sort of grew from there, and then I contacted some teachers in the community, and you know, they got to their students and they understood that this was a great opportunity for their students, and you know, helped them to sign up with us. And the next thing you know, we had all these different school students.
So are these students from the other schools able to gain credits through their involvement?
So that's, we're hoping, where their school steps in. So if you're listening, you know, you should consider it. Yeah, because we can only give credits to our students that are enrolled with us.
Right.
So should they be enrolled with us, then of course we can definitely look at credits for them. But being a performance aspect, there being a performance aspect, then perhaps their dance teachers could possibly look at assessing them.
Right, absolutely. Fantastic.
I want to go back to high school now.
There's an age limit for that, my darling. That's not going to happen. But okay, can I just go back to Lainey? Tell me a favourite thing about Queenstown.
I would definitely say the people. The people there, they were also kind and welcoming.
Beautiful.
As well as the environment. It was so beautiful there. Like, it's not what you... well, you expect it, but we're not used to that type of scenery where there's heaps of mountains, fresh air, clean streets. But it's so small.
Clean streets.
Clean streets and fresh air. That's okay. That's all good.
Yeah. So that was a real code switch for you?
Yeah, it was so different. It was like a different world there. It looked so different, but it was so nice.
So would you go back if you had the chance?
Maybe not by myself.
Fair enough.
Yeah, because it's such a it is really small. Like the township that we were in was really small, so it was easier to get to places.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else to do there.
Oh, wow. I'm sure there are wonderful scenic things to do there if you're there just for holidays. But thanks. That's awesome.
How about you, Marietta? What was your favourite part about the visit to Queenstown? Or did you stay home to look after everyone's, you know, stuff back in Aotearoa?
Yes.
Oh, being a university student is hard. You have to give up Queenstown trips. Yeah, but I kept up with everyone that went, and it was so nice to see, because I know some of these kids haven't left Southside.
Or been on a plane.
Or been on a plane ever.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So watching them do that, I was like, wow, this is why we made this.
Absolutely right.
Beautiful. Wow.
How about you, Mr. Ali?
Oh, I think Queenstown. I agree with Lainey. It's really the people. I think the people are just so beautiful, and you know the way that they've accepted us and let us join into their community and let us share our story. You know, a lot of the references were in the show was Auckland based, but that didn't bother them. You know, they still got
the theme was universal.
Yeah. The main message was universal, and you know, we even had people giving koha at the end of the show, and it was just the support that they have, and then the connection that they did with the story, and the fact that they could resonate really shows us that this was important to Aotearoa, not just South Auckland.
Amen.
And to our young people,
absolutely.
To our young people, that's just beautiful.
So, Code Switch have had 7 shows so far. What's up next? What's coming up, sir?
Well, where have you performed so far?
We've performed in Queenstown, and we've had a really big season at Mangere. And so next up for us is Palmerston North in 16th to 17th of April. And then we've got shows throughout the year. So we're going Nelson, Papakura, Howick, Takapuna, Whangarei, Tauranga, ASB Waterfront, New Plymouth. And we're finishing off with a beautiful invitation from Te Papa.
My God.
They heard about
it.
They heard about it. Us and they invited us to finish off our tour, our year, with a special performance at Te Papa in Wellington.
And what month is it?
That'll be in November. So,
oh my gosh,
a big conclusion to
save
our
up
year.
Our money,
everybody
people.
Save
we
up
need
your
to go down and support.
We need you down there. Yes.
That is beautiful. So, how did you get down to Queenstown, and how are you going to get to Palmerston North and all these other places?
So we're very lucky that we've had the support of so many organizations. Like in Auckland, all our shows here have been possible because of the kindness of Auckland Council.
Auckland Council.
Yeah, the creative community scheme has been the basis of allowing us to be able to do this, because as you can imagine, going through all these things have a lot of expenses. So we're very grateful and lucky that Auckland Council were able to support us in that. And when we went to Queenstown, it was the Queenstown Lakes District Council.
Beautiful.
I think something special for us here at Aotearoa College is the Aotearoa College Foundation. So these are the ex-students from the foundation year 1964, when Aotearoa College's first year. They've supported they've supported us to be able to go to all these different places by having their own fundraisers and donations through lots of different avenues. And of course we've had the other sponsors along the way in the different cities, which has been great. And one of the most important ones have been the theatre, of course. For a theatre to accept a whole new type of cinema, a whole new type of theatre is a risk, and we're so grateful that they have taken that risk and that leap of faith with student led art that in a professional environment. You don't usually see something that's made purely by students in a big theatre, like for example the ASB Waterfront and the Theatre Royal in Nelson, which is the oldest theatre in New Zealand.
And
the fact that we get to perform on that kind of stage is just a huge honour.
And Nelson itself is a whole nother planet, isn't it? So you're going to be taking these beautiful stories from South Auckland.
Yes.
You've shared it with Queenstown with beautiful support from the District Council. Now Nelson, Palmerston North. Yeah. Where was the other place outside of Auckland?
Outside of Auckland, Whangarei, Tauranga,
and Wellington.
New Plymouth and
your
Wellington.
Big finale in Wellington. So what can we as a community here in Tamaki Makaurau, what can we do to help support Code Switch, but the Aotearoa Film Academy?
I guess continue to believe, continue to attend the shows. We still have a few shows left here in Auckland as well. Mm-hmm. You know, let your child be a part of something like this. Mm-hmm. You know, encourage your school community to embrace the arts, and you know, and not just in the traditional form. I think what sets us apart is the inclusion of technology and the immersion nature of the immersive nature of the show. It's what makes us quite different to traditional theatre, and hopefully there are more people in our community that embrace live cinema, that try different things, that try mosquito nets and try you know, lots of spoiler alert try different techniques, and you know, not just whatever is available traditionally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read a little something from your program here that I have in my hands. It says, Code Switch is a collaborative live cinema experience combining film, dance and live stage theatre that explores what happens to young people when dreams, values and social contexts clash. Now, I went to this on Friday. Very privileged to have watched this, and it was amazing. So I encourage you to please go on the website. Muzaffa, Lainey and Marietta will share the website soon. Check out the nearest performance for you. I believe for us in Auckland it will be in Papakura. What month, most, please?
That's the 27th of May.
May. Is it just the one show?
Yes, at Hawkins Theatre.
So we're going to sell out Hawkins Theatre, people. Mm-hmm. All my Southside queens, I encourage you to bring your young people. I thought if my son was still a teenager, he would have been sitting there because this message was for him. Mm-hmm. All of my children are adults, but, man, they came to the show. They loved it.
They did.
But I want our young people out there. So look for tickets or for information. And what's the website, please?
That's www.afaproductions.com.
productions.com. And we'll post a link up on IQ Talanoa.
Absolutely. Can I just ask, I heard, I'm not sure if it was Lainey, you waited till your last year of school to join AFA. For students that are currently in Aotearoa College, do you have any advice for them who are maybe skeptical? Because I know I've got teenage daughters, and the arts for Pasifika mum is not seen as a potential job where income is going to be a constant thing. Mm-hmm. So it's scary for a mum whose daughter would say, well, actually, I just want to dance for the rest of my life. And I'm like, come again? You know, but really, if that's what they love, what drew you to AFA, and then what would you give it as advice for any other Aotearoa student who have that as a passion?
So what I think drove me to do a well to go and do AFA was definitely the support of my family and the teachers and my peers around me. I'm actually privileged to have a family that support me no matter what I do.
Cool.
So it is definitely a great opportunity because it gives you all sorts of life experiences that you don't usually get in school. And definitely for students who are wanting to pursue a certain career, AFA does give that experience, as well as it still gives you the freedom to follow what you want to do as well. Especially with the dancers who I've talked to a lot, whose
whether
parents,
you wanted to hear them or not, but yes, yeah, I'm sure you did.
whose parents, some of them weren't that excited about it, of course, because it's, I mean, who wants to let their baby go travel all over the place? but they did find that AFA gave them a great opportunity to experience a really exciting new world that you will never see in society ever. I guess, yeah, but definitely especially if you're new to high school, definitely follow what you want to do, and also
try different things.
Try different things.
So is AFA open to like year 9 students, or is there a certain...
No, because usually with the subject matter that we deal with, we've got from year 11 to year 13.
Right. Okay. Okay, cool. So if maybe a year 10 student was considering it, they could maybe watch the production and then prepare.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they able to come talk to any of you like before year 11?
Yeah, definitely. When I was in my last year and doing it after the show, because usually most of the people in the school would have seen it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's like all these kids that come up to you like, oh, now you inspired me to do this sort of thing. Great. And then eventually... And now I see them in AFA.
That must make you feel so good that you've inspired a child who probably otherwise would not have wanted to try that. Like,
yeah,
go that
because
journey.
Even when I was in school, you didn't see these sort of opportunities for heaps of different people, because we have so many different departments.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to just be a theater kid, or you don't just have to be a dance person to go on tour with a show.
I've actually been a prefect in my school. I've actually been getting a lot of messages from year 9s. I haven't told anyone this. Mm. I've actually been given a lot
exclusive right here on IQ on air.
I've actually been getting a lot of messages from the year 9s and year 10s who have watched the show, and they were really excited about the new opportunity that they could possibly do in later on in the year. Mm. So I found it was quite like amazing, I guess.
You felt like a celebrity. Yeah.
Famous.
That that they were contacting the people in AFA. Mm-hmm. And they were wanting to hopefully do AFA in the future. So it was pretty cool getting those messages like, oh, I'm a dancer. I really like the show. I like the dancers in the show.
So, Lainey, if you could go back in time, would you have joined maybe earlier, or do you think year 13 was the right time for you to join?
I'm not quite sure. It is a new experience for me, so I haven't had the full the full experience of it. So I probably would have joined earlier.
Well, same with you, Murray. You also joined as a year 13, is that right? Yeah. So what would, if you had had the notion to try it earlier, what would you have given that a go?
Because I knew about Film Academy, but I don't think I had... At that time, I was more academic.
Okay.
So even though I wanted to, I felt like I couldn't. But I think year 13 was the perfect time where I was like, actually, yes, I this is what I like to do, and I should pursue it. So I think everything... fell into place well.
Right. Just perfectly for you. I love that you wrote your stories, or you said you had stories that were, that you were able to record or to prepare, and when you were ready, when you joined AFA, they were ready to come out as well. So I know from experience being a mum, but also a writer myself, who struggled with being a teenager, those stories are always there. So continue writing and maybe looking for opportunities. I like, was it you, Lainey, or Murray, who said you don't have to be a dancer to be a part of this? Mm. There are so many different departments. Yeah. What I loved about Code Switch was the switch from live to the amazing digital, because I only know how to turn a computer on. If I need help, I call what I call my daughter. So how close are the groups together? So you have your dancers, your stage people, your computer graphics, your sound people, editors, all of that.
Oh, Lainey,
how close
wants
are you
questions.
Guys?
I like this question. I feel like everyone, ever since the first show, everyone has become so close.
Wow.
Everyone's definitely become so close. Everyone's able to communicate with each other easily. Definitely with... backstage and the dancers, which we constantly, dancers and the cast, which we constantly, where we constantly see each other. We've got that relationship where we're able to easily talk to each other, and we know how we're feeling about what's happening on stage.
Mm.
And that communication and relationship that we have with each other helps us feel welcome and excited about the future shows that we're going to perform. Mm,
yeah.
So it's definitely been a good experience with the entire team. It's been really great.
That's nice to hear.
Sounds like a really safe space too for everybody involved.
Mm. Definitely.
It's my favourite word, safe. Especially for our young people these days. They need to feel safe wherever they are. So during the performance at the Mangere Arts Centre on Friday night, I noticed there were people outside selling food. Tell us a little bit about that. Who were they and why were they selling food?
As you can imagine, with shows like this, one of our goals and aims has always been to make our shows accessible, which means keeping the prices of tickets as low as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And with any kind of show, there are expenses. So those people that they were selling, they were actually just selling so that we can make some money to help with transport, like to go to Palmerston North, to help with whatever expenses that would arise throughout the time, because
like
right? It is really important to make sure everyone has a full belly.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is really happy when they are with us, because it is a lot of work, it is a lot of hard work.
Mm.
Long hours, being in the theater, and so those people were actually part of our business team and also front of house, and so they come together to try sell. It also helps out with the audience. They get something to munch on in the intermission and after the show, and just a way for us to fundraise to continue the work.
Right.
Now, without killing the script or the storyline or anything, I found after the first act I needed a pick me up.
Yeah.
Because it was the first act, I have to be very careful here. The whole thing was very emotional for me, not just the storyline, but just the magnificence of what I was experiencing. I did not expect what I saw, actually, from high school students.
We should be selling tissues at the front as well as food.
I didn't say anything about tissues. I'm saying I needed a pick-me-up. And there were brownies there.
Oh, yes.
And I had taken my 9-year-old granddaughter, and she got very emotional. But once she bit that brownie, she was fine. So I think next time you advertise, also tell people to bring their money along to buy these, these munchies, because they're part of fundraising. But also you'll need the energy pickup, because it's such an amazing experience that it drains you. But then once you, I don't know who made the brownies, but bless your heart, darling, those are gorgeous, delicious. But bring your money as well.
Okay, I just had a question for Muzaffar. Advice for parents who may feel that performing arts is not a viable career path. How would you address that for our Pasifika families listening or our Pasifika queens?
I think they should probably look at how far back our cultures go. The fact that we've grown up, almost every culture in the Pasifika community comes from a performing arts background. Comes from being able to express yourself, your ancestors, and everything that has been passed down by performing.
Mm.
So to allow that tradition to continue. It might look a little bit different to the Sasa. It might look a little bit different to the traditional way of performing, but it is still being able to express yourself, and it allows our Tamariki to be able to try different ways of being able to be out there to actually give things a go. And we're very lucky here in Aotearoa that performing arts is celebrated. It is something that is regarded highly in the community, is regarded highly in the way that people experience moments in life.
Mm.
And so it might be a little bit slow to get into, or it might be a little slow, but the rewards that come at the end are phenomenal.
Right, you talked about Ryan Patumaka. Yes. Again, shout out to you, bro. He's studying what? Like, so in university, there are places for people to further their education?
Yeah, so he did communications and majored in screen production. Mm. He did his bachelor's, and after his bachelor's, he loved film so much. He ended up doing a postgrad also in film production and screen.
So I know the two of you know who Ryan Patumaka is, right, yes. But for me, who is coming in brand new, who is Ryan? Can we get a little background on Ryan so our listeners can be in on the info as well?
Yeah, so Ryan Patumaka was actually the head boy of Aotearoa College back mm-hmm. in 2014. Mm-hmm. And he went on, he was the first person to join Aotearoa Film Academy as a student, and he ended up falling in love with filmmaking and the world of screen production. Mm. And he went on to study film production, and then he did his postgrad. Mm. And this is his first big, major project.
Production.
Yeah.
Like directing that production.
Yes.
So parents, there is the next step, and there are career paths for those that are interested in the performing arts career path, right? Yeah.
But I also thought it's not just about performing arts. If your child goes into it, they learn to build up their confidence. Mm. They find their voice. And the permission, sometimes, our creative children don't feel they have permission to express.
Yep.
But through performing arts, they learn, hey, it's okay. Mm. They extend or discover their creativity. They enlarge on their empathy, their ability to empathize. They learn time management. If you don't turn up on time to rehearsal,
then Murray's going to be right there with the sign. And hey,
storytelling. We all have a story and talent. They discover talents or things that, I never would have tried that, but yet they did. Mm. So performing arts to me is not just about getting on stage. It's learning all these amazing qualities that can inform or support them for any career that they may choose later in life to do.
Yeah, what's crazy about this is that a lot of the content that we have are things that us as children want to say to adults that we feel like
maybe
we can't say it.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of parents come away from our shows like, well, I like reevaluating how they interact with their kids and realizing that, oh, my kid must be going through this sort of thing as well. Yeah. So we're not only having our own voice for teenagers kids as well. It's also to inform
parents.
Because when they see it on stage, a light bulb might go on to, oh my gosh, no wonder my child, that might be what they're beautiful. Falong mai leo ia kalinga ka kumako, famol mole, listen, hai whakarong mai, these are beautiful opportunities and spaces for our children to share maybe what's going on in their lives.
Absolutely.
To educate us and to inform us as well.
All right. Thank you,
Marietta. I love that.
Well, we're going to go around now and just, if you've got a final shout out, actually, no, we've got heaps of time.
We've got plenty of time.
I thought
Muzaffar wanted to sing a song.
That's right. We had a special friend.
For his wife.
Beautiful darling.
For his darling.
That's right. He was going to share that before the show, just giving him time to prep. Now that he loves the microphone, he's going to think of that song that he's going to sing for his darling. And but with that, though, there was a favorite comment or a favorite statement that for me, if I'm allowed to say a line from...
No, you're going to kill the show.
No, because the whole, for me, the show resonated.
Buy your ticket and go and watch the show.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, you have to buy a ticket. The next show we do have up in Auckland is...
Papakura.
So that's in May, right?
Yes, May the 27th.
May the 27th.
Is that
Everyone
a
needs to put that in their calendar.
Yes, that's a Thursday.
Okay, that's at the Hawkins Theatre in Ray Small Drive. Papakura, I'm going to be right up the front, and I expect to see all my Indigenous queens there with your tickets.
Fantastic.
And you can buy it at, can you remind us of the website, please, Musa?
It's www.afaproductions.com.
AfaProductions.com. Sisters, we are going to be there. I queens are going to be in the front three rows. We're going to make noise and support these. You will not be sorry that you have bought a ticket. because the story resonated with me. You know, as I watched, I thought, I wish Mum and Dad could have, well, I don't know if they would have understood it or even if they would have bought a ticket back then, because paying the bills was so important. But, you know, we are at a time where storytelling is in our blood, in our DNA. These amazing, courageous young people, not only the on the stage, behind the stage, in the rooms with the technical equipment, doing all the digitals. And I love the house where you filmed at. I kept going, man, wish my bathroom was that clean.
I knew it was Ali's house.
Oh, I thought, gosh. I bet it's a teacher's house. It's got to be the teacher's house.
I was very lucky my wife let that happen. So.
Oh, bless your heart, Mrs. Ali. Bless your beautiful heart. That's why your husband's going to sing to you soon.
That's right.
Yeah, live on air.
I was going to ask about age. You had put your 9-year-old granddaughter.
My 9-year-old granddaughter.
And she got emotional.
And we loved, we wanted to support you so much that she paid an adult ticket.
Oh. No, that's because she, yeah. Anyhow, the age limit, there is no age limit. It's open for everyone. And it was, did you hear any comments from children speaking back or the matinee shows?
My 2-year-old niece came.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, and apparently she really loved it.
Man.
She wanted to go on the stage with,
with the dancers.
I have no doubt.
Like, you'll get your time one day.
Yes.
I wanted to go on the stage, but I didn't want to embarrass my two nieces who were in the dance group. So I thought, no, I want them to talk to me afterwards. So.
But then if you as an audience are feeling like, oh, I want to get up and do that, we're doing our job, right? Mm. The AFA production crew are doing their job. The dancers are doing their job because they're making everyone feel the vibe.
The energy was just out of it was amazing. I don't want to keep saying amazing, but phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. I did have some feedback which I gave to Neil for the sound technicians and sound editing. Otherwise, absolutely amazing.
Maybe as a future next level up is to include the audience. It's just a throw it out there kind of thing.
No, I'm paying to come and watch. Oh. Amazing. I don't want to do anything to wreck it. No, I'm more than happy for the people I'm paying to entertain me, to entertain me.
All right on. Okay, well, we do, while Muzaffar prepares his song, we're going to go around and just have any final comebacks or
shout
outs.
They haven't had the opportunity
to shout out
to their families and friends.
But then more important, a dig in to why should they come to Code Switch, right?
Why?
So this is your why, and then a final shout out to any of your whānau, your family, your boyfriends. Not that any, right, lady? Yeah.
Sorry, I have a question.
Oh, you have a question.
I have a question from one of our listeners, please. Now, she went to the show, so I hope I'm not giving away too much with this question. Did the performers perform their original work? Or were they performing
work
the poem?
Written for them.
Yeah. So for all the, like, verbal, I guess, art we had, the performer, they wrote
verbal art was performed by the composer. Beautiful. There you go. I won't say your name, Jordan, but all the verbal art was performed by the creator, by the composer.
And that he did as a year 13 student, or was that written this year?
Year 13 student.
As a year 13 student. See the potential and the amazing power of being a year 13. Maybe the number 13 is the magical number. We don't know.
A shout out to our poet, Lex Schumach.
Yeah. Yes, Lex.
Oh, yes.
Clickety clack clack. Mr. Man. All right. Let's go. After that question, thank you.
As Indigenous people go, I have to say all my villages and things. So I'm from Te Rarawa and Ngāpuhi, and also Faliasu in Samoa. And also Alofi in Niue. Shout out to all my family for supporting me, and everyone should come watch, especially our BIPOC people, if they want to, you know, actually have a show that they can resonate with.
Absolutely.
Yes, come along, everyone.
All right, you heard it here live on IQ Talanoa for Murray. Let's go, Lainey.
I definitely want to
give a huge shout out to my family, especially my mum, who was given the job to drive me back and forth.
Aww. We love bless you, Uber Mum. You're the best.
Yeah, but definitely my family, who are really supportive.
You can name them all. It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's like 50 people.
Yeah, that's fine.
Only 50? Go, girl.
No, but definitely shout out to my family. I really encourage everyone to go to watch the show. It is a good experience because it tells a story that students, well, especially students in South Auckland are going through. And I feel like it is a show that everyone can definitely relate to and understand. So, yeah, if you're free, make your way over to the show.
Right on.
Before thank we you. Go to Muzaffar for his shout out and his his song to his darling Mrs. Ali with the beautiful housing, that spotless bathroom. I just wanted to say how much it reminded me of. There was an advertisement I saw, I think it was on Facebook, where someone's trying to get through. And so the lady who's Māori picks up the phone, just give it to me. And she puts on her white voice.
Oh.
And I thought, that is so code switch. Mm. And when she put on her white voice, you know, she got everything was like she taken needed. Care of for her. Mm. And then, you know, she hung up. She goes, yeah, bro, you know, just. And I thought, that's what we have to do. Not just students, but even, you know, adults. Mm. Sometimes we assume a different accent or speak properly so that we can, you know, write a proper letter of application for the job to be noticed so that our CV isn't just tossed aside. And that's why I love this show, because it really put our stories out there of what our parents have had to go through, what we still are going through, and what our children now have the courage to expose and to share out there. Thanks to Mr. Ali and his wonderful team at Aotearoa College, who have established the AFA, Aotearoa Film Academy. And I'm wondering, Muzaffar, have you heard of any other film academies or similar programs within the high schools in Auckland?
No, I know there are some film clubs around. And the name actually I got inspired by was the New York Film Academy. So I was thinking, you know, if, just because it's all the way in America, why can't we have one here? So, yeah.
But your now incorporates live cinema.
Yes.
Because it didn't before?
No.
Right, so this is the first year it's...
Oh, no, we've had live cinema a few times.
Right.
This is
okay.
the fourth show.
Oh, right. Yeah.
This is amazing. I don't know why I haven't heard of you before. But
well,
we've heard of it now,
and IQ, we've had it on air.
IQ, we are going to fill up that Papakura cinema. It's a big cinema, Hawkins Theatre. So we're going to fill it up. We're going to tell you how to get those tickets.
All right, so now, Muzaffar, it's your turn for your shout-out, your song, and then your...
I don't know why I can't sing. And if my students are listening, they know exactly how I can sing. I guess come watch the show and really just see the magic happened. Because nowhere else in my short life have I seen, you know, lots of different type of students and different, you know, like, but you have business students, you have students that are into computer science, you know, all these different types of subjects come together to make something special. So they don't all have to be performers, they don't all have to be, you know, something that is directly related to the stage, but they all come together to tell a story. And the fact that they believe in the story, it tells you something, you know, that they want to be heard, regardless of what they're into, regardless of their age, regardless of their ethnicity, their gender. It is something, code switch is something that resonates with all of us. And I would love for audiences to be able to see what our young people have to say.
I like that code switch. I really like that. You haven't done your shout out.
I guess shout out to my beautiful wife.
We love you.
And my parents and my sister, who actually did some of the animation part of our show.
Beautiful animation.
And she's studying now design at AUT. So shout out to her. And of course to my colleagues at Audit College, to the wonderful Mata Niu and Angela White and Joy Williams and Kelly Morrison. Mm-hmm. These wonderful women that have helped me.
I saw a Palangi elderly looking man, and then I noticed the audience kind of went, like they knew him. Is he on the staff as well?
Yeah, so that was Steve Boyd, our deputy principal. In charge of discipline. He is a huge supporter of Audit Film Academy from day one, and he's done cameos for us at every show. And we weren't going to have a show without him having his cameo, because the audience just love him.
He was a natural.
Yes.
Steve, you're a natural.
Yeah, if you could hear backstage, we're all so excited as well.
Yeah.
Because we all know who it is.
Well, yes, yes. The audience just started twitching. I was like, they must know him.
He's a celeb already for us.
But he's so soft-hearted, and at the end of the show, he just got so emotional, and he was just so proud of our wonderful students. And, the fact that if we can make, Steve Boyd emotional, it's pretty awesome.
That's
and
right.
And the courage it takes to get up there. In front of your peers, in front of your family, your community. My God, in front of strangers in Queenstown,
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, and my final shout-out is actually to my Level 3 AFA class.
Yes!
Well done, guys, on a wonderful, wonderful show. There's 20 of them in my class, and they all came together for the first time. This was their first big practical. Putting their theory to work and actually helping each other and, being out of school for 2 days, which I don't think was a huge... they probably really enjoyed it. but
we made them work, right?
Yes,
It wasn't just a lounge around.
Yeah, and so the fact that they really... came through and helped each other was wonderful. So thank you so much.
Cool.
My Lord, love her.
Yeah, get your voice, go have a drink, and then come back ready for your song.
So do we have time for an announcement?
Absolutely.
Okay, so for those of us who were able to join us at the Botanic Gardens yesterday, we had our iQueens Against Cancer walk.
Yes, stomp it, amazing. Punch it, uppercut it, kick it, all of that stuff to cancer. Yes.
And we were able to walk together and share our cancer stories. Mm. Very emotional, very powerful morning. Now, this is a pre-event to our Pink Ribbon Breakfast Spoken Word Share coming up on Saturday, 29th of May, 2021. So Thursday, we're going to Papakura watch Code Switch. Mm-hmm. Friday and then Saturday morning at the Papatoetoe Library. We invite you to join us for our Pink Ribbon Breakfast Spoken Word. Mm-hmm. And if you want to write something or compose something to share about breast cancer,
or
any kind of cancer, absolutely, Neil, whether you are fighting it, whether you have survived it, or whether you have been impacted by the loss of a loved one, or by caring for someone that you care, that you love, who is going through it. Please, we invite you to join us then. More details will be posted up on the IQ Facebook page. But for those who were able to join us yesterday, ma lo lava, whawhitai lava, it was such a beautiful morning. And those who were not able to join us but sent your love and your energy, thank you so much. Like I said, I think I might have put it on Facebook, our mum, Neil, Jenny, Nephi, and I, our mum had a mastectomy 2 weeks ago after a shock diagnosis early in February of this year. So we just want to thank you, and we want to acknowledge all the queens out there and kings who have been impacted by cancer.
Right on. Final shout out. We've got our song. You got 20 seconds. Go, Mr. Ali. Or share your love. This is your chance on air.
Hello.
Yeah,
it's me.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
Who talked to me? Right, you heard it here live on IQ. Tell us.
Mrs. Ali must really love you.
My goodness.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We're so grateful for Muzaffar, Marietta, and Lainey. And Neil, thank you for hosting us today.
Thank you.
Thank Alofa you. Tele atu, love, love, love. Papakura, 27th of May. And we'll put a link up for the tickets. Choo!
All right, everyone. Tō whāsoi pua.